Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's see who else is embarrassed to be on the show. Our next guest. He willingly came into the studio. He can't be too embarrassed to be here. It's always nice to have Chris Vyer here, who's a theater critic. You read him in the Sun-Times and Chicago Magazine. And on his own site, Storefront Rebellion. Welcome back.
Hey, Dean.
Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
How are things going on the Storefront Rebellion? I really enjoy reading it.
Oh, thank you.
Because, I mean, it's your theater reviews, but it's also thoughts and opinions and comments that you had that when you were writing regularly in other publications, like, you know, if you do a review for the Sun-Times, you're sticking pretty much to that one show or, you know, whatever it is. And that's great. That's fine. But here you get, like, a really nice, well-rounded, just whatever's on your mind that day is what you write about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thanks. It's a it's a nice outlet to just sort of talk about what's going on in the city and in, you know, in my own voice without having to worry about
It's nice to not have editors.
Right.
I assume when you write for the Sun-Times and the Chicago Magazine, you write your review and then somebody tinkers with it afterwards, right? When I was writing stuff for the Chicago Tribune, I would write my stuff and of course, think it's brilliant. And then I send it to somebody at the Tribune, and they changed everything. It's like, that's not what I wrote.
Well, yeah, there's some truth to that. You know, I'm lucky to have some very good editors at both the Sun-Times and Chicago Magazine. And sometimes I need them, frankly. Sometimes I'm very glad to have somebody else's eyes.
Another set of eyes looking at it all. Well, that's good. I'm so glad that everything's going so well for you, because I think you're one of the best critics and writers in town. What's going on right now? What are you absolutely in love with right now?
You know, it's September. The new theater season, the fall season, has just started. There's a lot going on, and there's a lot going on that I really love right now. I would say the show that I'm a little bit obsessed with right now is it's called Tiny Beautiful Things. It's at Victory Gardens, and it's a show that doesn't seem on paper like it should work at all. It's based on adapted from an advice column. It was written by the writer Cheryl Strayed, who you may know from her memoir Wild, which was made into the movie with Reese Witherspoon a few years back.
Yeah.
But before she published that book, she was writing this anonymous advice column online on a website called The Rumpus, and the advice column was called Dear Sugar. The writer Nia Vardalos from My Big Fat Greek Wedding, she's a Second City alumna, she took some of these advice columns from about a decade ago and turned them into a play that, again, it just doesn't seem like it should work on stage, but it's one of the most, like, moving, just, like, open-hearted pieces of theater that I've seen in a long, long time. In the production here at Victory Gardens, it's directed by Vanessa Stalling, and Janet Ulrich Brooks, one of my favorite actors in the city, plays the advice columnist, and there are three other actors who sort of embody all of her letter writers, and it's you know, it's only 80 minutes long, it's no intermission, but it's such a just an empathetic piece of theater.
Right. Isn't that really the like the embodiment of great theater? You see a lot. I don't see as much as you do. But when you see something that touches you like that, there is nothing like that theatrical experience. Even great movies, really, really great movies, can't touch you the way something like a little small piece of theater like this can just touch you to your soul.
Yeah. It really doesn't seem like. I've read some of these advice columns on the page, and Cheryl Strayed's writing is very moving. Even on the page, but to see it brought to life by really terrific, just excellent actors, just gives a whole new dimension to it.
Okay, that's Tiny Beautiful Things at the Victory Gardens Theater. A title that people may be familiar with is at the Writers Theater right now, Into the Woods. Is that pretty faithful to other incarnations of Into the Woods that we've seen?
Yeah, I would say so. I think it's one of the best productions of this show that I've seen, and I have to admit up front that I'm a little bit biased because Into the Woods is one of my all-time favorite musicals. It's the show that introduced me to musical theater when I was in high school, when I was assigned to do a song from this show in my high school drama class.
You were in the show.
We didn't do a full production of the show. This was in my drama class, my acting class. I was assigned to perform one of the songs.
Which song?
No More.
Okay.
It's a duet between the character known as the Baker and his father.
Let's play a recording of that now.
Here's
Chris singing right now.
Let's absolutely not do that. but because of that, this is one of my just formative shows,
right?
In terms of my introduction to theater, so I've got a really strong feelings about this show. Yeah,
sure, of course.
And the production at Writers right now is just top notch. It's directed by Gary Griffin, who. Is a great interpreter of Stephen Sondheim musicals, it's done in the round. They've sort of modified the space there at Writers so that they've added in a couple more banks of seats, so it's the completely surrounded by the audience, and they've got all new orchestrations, so it's done by just a 3 or 4 person very small orchestra, but sounds very rich. Bethany Thomas is the actor playing the pivotal role of the witch in the show, and she's actually one of two actors who is reprising that role because Bethany Thomas, who plays the witch, and Brianna Borger, who plays the baker's wife in the show, both of them I previously saw playing those same roles in another production of the same show at Porchlight 10 years ago. And it's really fascinating to see them reprising those roles a decade later, bringing everything that they've learned in their careers and their own lives.
Yeah, bring some maturity to it.
Back to the show. Bethany Thomas is just phenomenal in the role of the witch, and I cannot recommend that show enough.
Okay. Another one that everybody's talking about is Oslo, which is at the Broadway Playhouse at Water Tower Shopping Center, the street level of Water Tower. Tell us about that.
So this is a production by Timeline Theater Company, a local Chicago company, but it is at the Broadway Playhouse, which is a Broadway in Chicago house. Timeline has sort of teamed up with Broadway in Chicago to put on this very large show, a 13-person ensemble, very sprawling sort of historical show that Timeline essentially didn't have the space to do in their own space, mm-hmm. in Lakeview. The play itself is by a playwright named J.T. Rogers. He's an American playwright who's one of the few, I would say, Americans who's really interested in kind of global politics in theater. That's something that I think a lot of American playwrights feel content to leave to their British cousins. Mm-hmm. But the background of the play is it's about the sort of back channel negotiations between Israel and the Palestinian Liberation Organization in the early 1990s that were organized by a very small group of Norwegian diplomats and took place in and around Oslo and led to the 1990s peace accords. Yeah. And it's a really fascinating sort of behind the scenes, not dry at all. It's got a lot of humor, but solid history as well. It's a big show. It's a 2.5 hour show, but it feels very swift, very fast. Doesn't feel like a as heavy as it should for the topics.
Yeah, it's at the Broadway Playhouse, mm-hmm. BroadwayInChicago.com. If you want to get more on that, Chris Beyer is here from Chicago Magazine, The Sun Times, from StorefrontRebellion.com, and his own site, Chris Beyer, Chris KRISVIRE.com, theater critic in Chicago. I was really looking forward to seeing this King's Speech at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater because I loved the movie version so much, the Oscar-winning version. But you say this one is a little bit disappointing.
Well, I don't want to discourage you from seeing the stage version, but if you've seen the movie version, you've seen the superior version. Mm. Yeah, this is the North American premiere of the play by David Seidler, the same writer who won the Oscar for Best Original Screenplay for the movie. He wrote this play version before the film was made, but the play actually was not ever produced until after the movie, and. It's out at Chicago Shakespeare on Navy Pier right now. It's going to be going from here to a couple of other cities in the U.S. and you know, with designs on moving to Broadway in the spring or summer of next year.
Where does it fail? Where were you disappointed in this?
Yeah, you know, it just. The great strength of the movie, I think, is that it has the just nice off-kilter chemistry between Colin Firth as King George VI of Britain and Geoffrey Rush as the Australian speech therapist who helps him overcome his stammer, which is the main. Plot point of the film is that the king has a stuttering problem that he needs to get over because radio exists now in the
right. He has to communicate the early 20th century. At this critical time in history. Yeah.
Right, and the play right now stars Harry Haddon Patton, who you may know from Downton Abbey. He was in the show. He reprises his role as Bertie in the new movie that just opened this weekend.
Number one king. Movie for the weekend, yeah. By the way. Did very well.
James Frain, who you may know from The Tudors on Showtime, another sort of prestige period drama, plays the speech therapist. And they just really lack that chemistry that Colin Firth and Geoffrey Rush had on screen. They just don't connect in the same way. They feel just kind of separated by the script, I would say. Mm. They're kept apart even in their scenes together. And the live staging with all of its sort of attendant slowed down scene changes, just really kind of lets you see the seams of the story. It shows you that there's not really a lot of conflict in this story. There's nothing. There's no villain. There's no drama, really.
Yeah, just kind of flat. You can read more about this. Is your review
just went up this morning in the Sun Times?
Okay, so suntimes.com if you want to see Chris's review of that. Otherwise, you can take a look at Chris Vire, KRISVIRE.com, or StorefrontRebellion.com. Look for him in Chicago Magazine and the Sun Times as well. Chris, thank you very much.
Thanks, Dean.
Always great to see you.